thing, yeah. And now, when Orange County realized, you know, they was going to miss all this money, now they're breaking their necks and doing everything they can. So what they've decided to do, I think, basically for two reasons, to get this crew off their backs in Burlington, they're going to hold off on building a wall. Because, see, their sewer system and everything is not adequate down there to build up, and their land and their parking lot. So they're just going to let things cool off, stay where they're at for a while, and then come on up here. And then I think there'll probably be another industry or two they'll build up there, too, because we sold 41 or 2 acres, which is room enough for a couple of businesses. But, I mean, that's just a true blue picture of how politicians work. So I'm just, you know, it just kind of makes you sick in a way. So I tell you one thing, either one, it won't work for some of them that's running for county commissioners this time. Surely won't.
They do the same thing about the Cane Creek thing, too?
I think pretty much. Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
What was your feeling about Owassa? Did you feel like?
Owassa?
Yeah.
I guess so. Just a front for the university.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Everett Billingsley just has a job to do. And I think Everett, I know Everett, you know, I've gotten to know him through this. He and his wife come out here. He's just basically doing his job. And I think he does it well. He makes Thomas so mad he can stop him. But I think he's
doing a pretty good job.
Were you through?
I was through.
That was great. That was great. But, I mean, the university hired him to be their front man, the ugly man, to sit up here and, you know, and it seems not to bother Everett for somebody to get mad and cuss him out, and he just sits there and grins and goes on by his business. So, that's kind of how he is.
You had a deal with him when you were in CCA.
What did I do?
Yeah.
Oh, one time I can't think when I did that. Farm gallery. Hello, Matt. Okay. Hey. Now, my feelings are the reason for the Cane Creek is for expansion. I think it's the Triad Association or something decided several years ago the one metropolitan area from Chapel Hill to Winston. And I think this is just in the plan. And they could get all the water they really needed out of Jordan and see there for a while. Some of the people from the university, Dan Oakham was telling about the quality of the water was not good. Now they've turned all that around after this temporary dam has been built and said, yeah, I think the quality of the Jordan is okay. Yeah. So, see, that was just a political move right there. So I think that they do know that the water brings people, and that was one reason for bringing it on. And I think in their long plans, they have a plan to phase out the dairy business around here, you know, which they can easily do.
Why would they want to phase out the dairy business that's so productive?
The people in Chapel Hill don't, well, one time we had a meeting and some lady got up and she said, we don't need the dairy farms out here. We can go to A&P and get our milk. You know, long range, they don't realize that some way or another, there's got to be these hardworking farmers to produce this food. They just don't even stop to think about that. So I think they would rather have houses and people with the triangle research and the university out here and just on this land and just phase out the farmland. And I think that's what they will eventually do. Of course, with the prices that the farmers are getting for milk right now, they aren't having to do it. The government's doing it because it's so little money for the hard work and the many hours that you put into it. Plus, who can farm $5,000 acre land? I mean, you can't afford to do it. And some of it's even worth more than that on 54 Highway. So the land we sold, see, is half a mile off 54 and kind of back in the woods for 4,900. So it's just hard to justify farming that price land. But that's basically what I see is happening.
So do you...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was an officer. It's been 4 or 5 years ago now, and I've forgotten what office I have. I've had too many other irons in the fire since then. So anyway, we have always helped. We've always been supportive, you know, whatever my neighbors are doing. And if I think it's right, you know, I'll be in there helping them.
What are they doing now?
Well, they're getting ready for this barbecue. See, they still owe right much legal money, so that's what's got to be paid off. As far as what Thomas Tier's doing, I guess he will mainly do this on his own, as far as paying the legal expenses, but I do know they do owe several thousand dollars, and that's what why they're having this barbecue and fall crafts fair again. And what they do lots of times, like Thanksgiving and Christmas, some of the farmers will get together and barbecue shoulders and sell them. Just take orders for them. And that's been, you know, a pretty good money maker. But at first, you know, everybody was just jumping in there helping and paying financially. And, you know, as it kind of wears itself out over the years when people quit contributing financially. Yeah. Yeah, that's right, you get tired. So what else do you want to know?
Well, you know, one thing I was wondering is that I wondered if you were the one of the only women who were in the CCA.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. It felt like everyone was
in. Oh, no, everyone helped. Oh. It was really a total community project. Mm-hmm. Just totally in this area. About as big and good of total cooperation as anything I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of people.
Everybody.
Single people.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just all got in there. See, for instance, in the barbecue, you know, well, my job always, I season the barbecue. And then, but we would all, you know, get in the kitchen together, and as I say, it would be like a doctor and a lawyer and a farmer and a, you know, whatnot, just standing there all working side by side. It didn't matter what you were. It was that you were just in there helping, and everybody appreciated you helping. And that was it. Yeah.
That was enough.
That was enough right there. So I think it has been good for that. And then on the other way I look at this, I guess I see it in two ways. If we are having all this expansion coming in, I think we really should be in on the groundwork as to what, something on the plans of the thing. Now, I know there's an awful lot of people coming in the state, and probably, I know there's a lot of water in the Jordan, but I think this could be another a resource of water, too. But I think it looks like a real shame to get rid of all these farms in order for the water. Because I think the food is just as important as the water.
So you think there could be definitely a compromise?
I think that's what hasn't been even seen hardly, you know, in Chapel Hill. It's a thing of, you know, water brings people. We want the expansion of people out here. We want the land, regardless of the farmers. Not even taking into consideration, you know, hey, these people are supplying milk for all this many folks in Chapel Hill, Raleigh, Durham area.
Mm-hmm.
And any time you ship in milk, it's not as fresh and not the same quality as when you're right there locally.
Was your dad still doing dairy work?
Oh, no. We were. My daddy, he died right along about that time, and he had already retired.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been in dairy business about 25 years here. And he was in about 30 years before that. Yeah. But not as old as some of the other families. No, I think the dam will be built. You know, the temporary is already there. And I think they'd be awfully foolish to, if they've come this far, they sure have used a lot of taxpayers' money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to, because all the land's been bought with one parcel. So, I think they've spent so much money not to go on through with what they had started.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it will be going on through.
Think there's any way to get the community together again, or to have some more say in this?
Well, I think they've really hung in there and been listened to far longer than I thought they ever would.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've held them off for this long, like, what is it, 7 years, I think. And see, they thought that when they came in here, they would have the dam up, the permanent dam, in 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, they thought, you know, this is a bunch of little stupid farmers that don't know anything legally. And we'll just move in here and we'll just build this and we'll just take their land for just a little dab of money. And I think, you know, this has really surprised them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have had to spend a lot of money that they hadn't anticipated spending. But I think as far as the growth thing, I think it will be built. I really think it should be built after it's been this much money spent on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, as far as growth, we have to make changes, and we'll have to learn to accept these changes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, at first you're prone not to want to, but I think you just have to accept that as part of life. And all of us around Chapel Hill are having to accept it real fast. Really fast.
Council meetings, or do you feel like there's any way?
I think that's all past now. You know, I think for years, you know, some of us, a lot of us did go to different meetings and different things and make talks, but I think it's beyond that now.
Mm-hmm.
I think the people in Chapel Hill are going to have to pay a lot, you know. They're going to have to pay some of this money back through high-priced water bills and
mm-hmm.
that type of thing, which is already happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as far as going to any meetings now, everybody's aware of it, and they know that it's controlled by the university and there's nothing they can do. So you might as well work with them just the best way you can. That's the way I see it. Because the longer you fight, knowing that it's no winning proposition, the more money you put in it and spend and time, and knowing it's nothing going to be done, you know, to stop it. So I think it's brought up the value of the property, though, out here.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing that it has done to hold off. People did get more money than they would have at first.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all. So that's kind of my feelings on the thing.
Think y'all really came from the area?
Me? I'd love to have a place at the beach, but not all the time. No, it's a good community.
You don't think you'll be run off and tired?
No. No, I don't think so. I guess maybe I look at this a little bit different from some of them. I would not like to get rid of my father's farm. I'd like to keep that, but
mm-hmm.
as far as this land over here, which I know is very valuable on this highway right now, you know, it doesn't have the same sentimental value to me as to my home place does. So I don't want to really get rid of the farm. I'd probably like to build a house over there on a mountain, you know, overlooking it, not the mountain over the creek, but the the next little hill, we call a mountain, which overlooks the farm. You know, we'll probably eventually get rid of the lodge over there someday. But I'd still rather, you know, I like this area. I like it because you're kind of in the middle of the state. You know, you're right between the beach and you're right between the mountains. And it's a lot of activity going on right here. And I like that. So I don't actually see it that big a threat. I mean, to me, in one way, as far as property values, it's not a threat, it's an asset, because we went across the country this summer, and seeing out in the Midwest, where, you know, the land values have gone down, here we are booming.
Yeah.
And here they are, just the banks are closed, everything's just folding up. You can't sell your property, you can't sell anything. And I think, in that respect, it's an advantage to us. I think that's why I say I've got mixed emotions about it.
Yeah.
You know, being in our age bracket, like I'm 51 and Charles is 53, and not wanting to continue on this hard work of farming with more of the government taking out more money, you know, starting this month. And all the hard work that's involved for what you get out of it, I see it as an advantage to sell this land and not have to worry about it so much. And not have to work so hard.
Maybe if your sons were going to, like you say, undo it, then...
Yeah. But I think if you really wanted to do that, you know, you could move off Caswell County's land. It's not nearly as valuable as Alamance. And if you really was a die-hard dairy farm and just wanted a dairy farm, you could move and buy some land of cheaper value than this. Unless you were just sentimentally attached to, you know, your land here, which I guess I am really.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I want to see it sitting out. No, we are thinking in terms of lease and ours, but it will be a dairy part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, we've always invested in land rather than saving money in the bank. And sometimes you wonder how you can meet all the payments on this land, but you'll squirm around and do it. But it looks like it's a paying off adventure right now. And see, like out west, that doesn't hold true. So it's kind of one of those things, take advantage of the opportunity when it comes.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the way I'm looking at it right now. You have to go along with it. That's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I want to ask you to get back to, try to sort out the argument and the controversy. What about like the University Lake alternative? Has that sort of just died out?
Yeah.
You think that?
I think it could have been done easily, but I think they didn't want to do this because, you know, in fact, Charles had a first cousin who's no longer living, but he offered to for free to get the topsoil out of that thing. Which, you know, he could have taken the topsoil out of the University Lake, which is all the bottom is the topsoil, and sold that topsoil and cleaned out the lake. There was two or three contractors that wanted to do this for nothing, you know, just to get the topsoil. And they would have had much bigger water supply, but they didn't want to do this because that was just a way of saying, no, we're gonna take this out here, and if we do that, it won't look like we're as prone to need it.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as University Lake being adequate for all these people coming in, no, it's not. You know, anybody shouldn't be so stupid as to see, with the growth that we're getting, it's not going to be enough water there. But yet, there's an awful lot of water in Jordan. And they did apply for that water a long time ago. So now I think they're going back and probably get water from the University Lake too. No, I think the whole thing has been handled with the Godfather University. You know, whatever it said, it's had its little fingers in, this is what's going to be done and this is what's happened.
good? Do you think?
Yeah. I think it does, and I think it's helped other people. Now, up in Guilford County and Randolph County, mm-hmm. you know, the federal government just did not appropriate the money. Well, one of the boys that his house was going to be in the main body of the thing was my son's roommate in college. And so he knew we had been through this fight. And as soon as this came up, here they come over to see how we started on our fight. So it looks like theirs will not be built now. Mm-hmm. So they've won out. Mm-hmm. And we didn't. But maybe we helped them win out. You know, in the basic techniques that we went at this. And probably, you know, money-wise, maybe if this had been a few years later, say this federal money might not have been available, you know, for this project. But it's already gone too far now, you know, and the money, I guess, has already been appropriated for this one. So I think maybe we have helped one way or another. Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of things depend on how you look at it. From the selfish standpoint of no, I'd rather not have it out here. Which you'll have to see with the terrain of the land, it will be a beautiful lake. It'll have to be a beautiful lake, but I just hate to see my good friends run out of business. You know, for this one, I don't think it was that necessary. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Back to that door.
That Duke. And she gets stuff. She doesn't like it. She thinks it's real downgrading. Which I don't feel that way. You know, if I were painting my father's portrait, I would paint him in his overalls and his old work hat and his old work shoes. Mm-hmm. Because that's the way I always remember him. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Blair, he was an agronomist with State College and traveled a lot but on this farm, and he called this the plantation. And see, he could have sold this farm for a housing development 20-some years ago, but he sold it to us, and he called it his plantation because he wanted it farmed as long as it could be farmed. So as long as we can farm this, you know, we plan to farm it. So,
this is your dad's farm?
No, this is my daddy's farm. But it joins ours. Farm gallery.
No, Cane Creek.
How do you spell Cane Creek? Oh, Cane Creek! I murdered the English language anyway, I know that. I can take a few more in that class, but I just got rid of one man and bugging the hell out of me. he's a retired army man. And I love his wife. He married this little English girl over here. And she is about 20 years younger than he. And so she was trying to get him, I was 71 or two, and she was trying to get him something to do that he would be interested in. Well, he would trek upstairs, and I would hear him in the liquor cabinet and get him two or three drinks. Well, I don't care if you take a drink, that's fine, but you just hang up getting polluted off my liquor. So he'd go get him a drink, and then he'd mopey around with this pipe. Between the pipe smoke and the turpentine smell, you know, it almost chokes me to death. So anyway, he would constantly talk. It's fine for somebody to talk, but don't dominate the whole thing. And he really ran some of the younger people off. So I finally got, he's not coming this time. He's going to wait till next time. And I thought, oh boy, we got a good class. So this punk been upset our good class. I'd like for them to have a good time. Mm-hmm. I'd like for them to do some good work, too. Mm-hmm. They are. They've been doing really good work. Please. I just can't upset my little classes.
Yeah.
I know how I want it, and I know how to get work out of people. And I think selling some now, and I think that's good.
Okay.
So the way I teach it is a little bit different. I give a demonstration like this is one sitting over there. We did other day.
Thanks, Mom.
class. This is going to be old St. Nick. I'll show you what I'm going to do.
Oh, that's crazy.
We did most of this all one day except this, which is faster than usual. But I do a thing with the skies first, and they all work along with me. If they don't want to do their skies the same color, they can change it. But basically, do pretty much the same thing, and we all work along together. And then I told them this is kind of different. They don't want to do this. They can do like a, see this?
Oh,
this
yeah.
Wild thing with the little things over there. I like that for some reason. That's just kind of different. So I told them the other day, somebody said, what did they call my little people? I put some little people and I got to put some ice on it. Like the skate my lane. And that's the little village up there.
I love that tree.
I hadn't finished it. I do a lot of this little work.
Branches.
So I do a lot of little fine work with the little limbs I got to do there. So I told him, I said, put a little sleigh with a little Christmas tree with a little boy pulling it or a little horse or something. You know, you don't have to do what I'm doing. But basically do. And they learn a lot more when they do it rather than me just demonstrating.
Right, and they copy
and
you.
Then they go back and think, what did she do?
Yeah.
So they do it while I'm doing it, and then I correct the skies and I correct each step as we go. That's just been my most effective way of teaching. And I take a portrait class myself, and that's hard on Thursday in Greensboro. So, I don't know how I cut my hands all the pieces on that. I'm only making those flower rings. I sure did. It cuts all over the place. This is my
shop.
Skate place.
Yeah.
See all those people over there today, and I said, I gotta go to work. Yeah, it really is sometimes, you know. Charles thinks I should be over there cooking 3 meals a day. I do that while the kids were little. I don't want to do that now, and I don't do it. Because he doesn't need all that fattening food. Now, we're kind of diversified, you know, out. He gets kind of sick and tired of the dairy farm, and he's been disappointed, you know, that the kids really didn't take that much interest. So, see, he started his shooting preserve, which I think is great for this area because of all your people you've got here. And this is third year, I guess, he's been in. And each year it's just double over itself. You know, with people coming, we have people from Durham, Raleigh. It seems like the Raleigh people are just now finding out about this shooting preserve. But see, that shooting preserve starts a month earlier and runs a month later, and he's been pretty busy this year already. And last year, he didn't have any hunts hardly until the end of November, like Thanksgiving. And see, he's already started that much earlier this year. So that's kind of what, you know, we're trying to take advantage of what's happening.
They both have moved into really completely.
Yeah.
And cattle, you have any dairy?
Yeah, we still have a dairy. But hopefully this month we're going to be leasing that to somebody else for 5 years. I'm not going to lease it over 5 years. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You didn't have to stop. That's okay.
Here's your knife.
Oh, you did have to stop.
I set it right up here.
That's fine. So, you know, lease the farm for 5 years and see what's going on in 5 years.
And then you can step back in.
Yeah, and he's, there's a lot of Parkinson's disease in Charles' father's family. And I suggested, you know, we go ahead and go in that this place over here, mainly to keep him busy because he was just totally getting bored with the farm. I do a lot of running the farm, mainly the majority of it. So, I've had to quit art class more times than one this year. Everybody sit right here and paint. I'll be right back. Go straighten out the hired help. They'll all get over fussing or something. I'll just go over there and help. And all of them quit when I had this eye surgery. That week, the help had quit. And I had to have this milking. I was hauling in antiques and cleaning up. And I had 4 weddings I was directing and entertaining for. And I'd start teaching class, and I had too many irons in the fire. So I did it to myself. I know I did. But I think, you know, I think people out here ought to look at this in these terms. You know, if this is coming, And what alternative should I do? You know, if this is coming, and they do say the way they could put farmers out of business real easy is for manure runoff to get in that system. Although all of us have had to build retainer ponds, you know, to push our cow manure in. When a big rain comes, say if that pond fills up and runs over and flows down into that water supply, they can fine you $10,000. Well, who in the hell has got $10,000 if you in their business to splash out on a fine? You don't have it. I mean, it could break you. $10,000 just break you.